This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more experience financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. An uneventful June WASDE report provided little market support. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
We weren't expecting much from this month's WASDE report, and those expectations turned out to be correct. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this month's WASDE was a very neutral report.
It was pretty much neutral. You look at the ending stocks for the U.S. side of things, no change to corn. So they left old crop at 2.022 billion and new crop was left at 2.102 billion. So nothing major there. On the soybean side of things, we were looking for really not a heck of a lot of changes, slight increases. That's pretty much what we got. We went from 340 to 355 million bushels on the new crop. It was moved from 445 to 455. So overall, very minor changes on the beans, no change to the corn.
However, McBride said that this neutral report does not change the issues we'll face down the road with the ending stocks for corn and soybeans.
Even though this is a neutral report, the overall big picture is that this market is still burdensome on the ending stocks, and so we probably do have some downside ahead of us, but we still have a little bit of questions about the quality of the crop that's out there. So there's still time to add a little bit of weather premium if things get too dry or if some of these wetter areas stay wet. So it's not necessarily a race to zero at this point, but it is a market that where both corn and beans are working from substantially higher ending stocks than we feel comfortable.
For Money Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.